May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love. Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, October 4th, 2025. And I'd like to thank you for tuning into my cosmic insight and outlook for understanding the overview of what's really going on in our fast-changing world. Well, since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. Today, I'll be narrating from three newsletters that I've published over the last 11 days. And this is a lot of big picture stuff with both global crisis and Aquarian opportunity. So hold on to your seats, folks. And, you know, there's, you know, if you're familiar with my shows, you know that I pretty much cover the full spectrum of how good things can be and how bad things really are. So reality is what we make it. And I like to think that it's going to be more light and love, easier and faster as the avail fins and the Aquarian energies continue flooding into the Earth's octave frequencies. We're in Aquarius now, and I'll be talking about that. But anyway, each of the newsletters I discuss, which I'll be discussing three today, each of these newsletters is kind of, I call it a cosmic love sandwich with a sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends, with strong meat in the middle, peppered with wisdom and garnished with some cosmic humor. So this is some delicious food for thought for the truly thoughtful, for people that aren't open-minded. This can be rather, if you can't keep your sense of humor, some of the stuff that I'll be sharing today is, I mean, we're talking about the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, you know, some of the stuff that's going on, really serious stuff, which is good to know and keep it in perspective with frames of reference that really are philosophically correct, like the center of the hurricane, you know, the all-seeing eye of harmonious calm, where you can be philosophically correct about, again, how good things can be and how bad things appear to be. It's all an illusion, folks. I mean, you know, the 3D octave is, you know, we're basically God consciousness impaired in this, the 3D dimension, but the 5D plus higher frequencies, you know, you might say of effective sensory perception or ESP, is maturing. Some people are already there. You know, we have people walking the earth that are just embodied angels, saints, avatars, masters, of that are basically stepping down these higher frequencies and are bringing in the golden age. I'd like to put myself in that category. You know, and when I'm in my right mind, you know, I am. But, you know, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. You know, no one can be, it's very difficult to be fully present instrument of cosmic, heavenly, universal light and love all the time, you know. So anyway, I'll be discussing these three newsletters. One was published on September 23rd called Organizing All Information in Formation. You might say the fractal order of the holographic universe, how it's all in divine order. And on September 23rd, I did an article on PSYOP fatigue on the depopulation front lines. The depopulation front, I mean, the PSYOP fatigue. People are just exhausted with PSYOP after PSYOP. You know, the mainstream media is just the vehicle for the manipulating management of the mass mind. And they're just PSYOPs all the time that I talk about on the show, so we can become conscious of how we are conscious with a conscience, so to speak. social conscience in our social networks. That is the goal. More light and love, easier and faster. Social conscience with capital C as in Christhood. So October 3rd, I did an article, which was just the other day. And I'll be talking about that first. Wise and Shine, you know, it's a takeoff of Rise and Shine, folks. You know, the Great Awakening time. Wise and Shine, Great Awakening time. Great Awakening is happening. So I'll go into all this this recent article. That's the almost full moon article is the one I'll be talking about first. Full moon is on Monday. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. In 2 days, like I said, on Monday, we've got a full moon in cardinal fire sign Aries. So there's big drama on the world stage right now, and things are heating up fast. I mean, there's a cosmic quickening with Uranus now. Uranus, the planet Uranus, is now in Gemini for the next 7 years. And this is really speeding things up immensely, folks. I mean, witness the rapidly accelerating rate of change due to artificial intelligence. I mean, this is the time of revelations, folks. I don't know what channels you tune into, you know, for your censorship-free information. I've, over the last 17 years of doing this Cosmic Love radio show, I've discovered really good sources of information that I can trust on a regular basis that are providing, you know, curating news, alternative news, excuse me, the real news, the news that I can like to, that I've come to trust as being consistently truthful. So my intention as a truth teller is, again, more light, more truth, with more cosmic universal love, easier and faster. So in today's show, I'll try to open your heart while I blow your mind with some of the news that the lamestream media fails to mention. They're just not going there. Their whole job is to hold that line on the old paradigm, maintain the paradigm paralysis as long as possible, although it's disintegrating very fast. We're on the cusp of big changes, folks. Unified field consciousness because of the instant everywhere interactive internet. There's global netizens all over the world who are waking up, wising up, rising up. This is the new American revolution worldwide. It's a global affair now. I'll be talking about that in the shows. So I'm going to go right into the show published yesterday, which is kind of a summation of the last two previous shows, which I'll get to if I have time, probably will. But this article, again, this is kind of picking up on the full moon energies that's building. You know, there's 3 days before and after a full moon where the energetics are building, and it's in the collective unconscious that it built, and it peaks then during the full moon, which again, like I say, is on Monday, this full moon in cardinal fire sign Aries, which is really just like cardinal fire is like the spirit fire essence. And as a cardinal sign, it's more intense of the fire signs, you know, Sagittarius and Leo. Aries is kind of raw. It's kind of blunt. A lot of people want the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo these days. They're so sick of the forked tongue, two-faced, double talk, double speak in the lamestream media that there's riches and niches. And my niche intention has been, you know, the, you know, as much of the straight talk on how good things can be with, you know, universal law language principles, and reality-based intelligence, not just, you know, artificial intelligence, real intelligence. And I'll be going into that in this article today that I'll be discussing. And I give it in this article, you know, some people, there's a lot of new people coming back on the list that I lost a lot of them with a technical problem back in February. So I'm doing kind of a review And I say this right up front that this is an update for those who are back after a technical problem in February when I lost about 8,000 readers. This is back in February. So most readers have been that have been on my list have been on my list for more than 5 years. I mean, I'm talking about, newsletters once, twice, sometimes three times a week for the last 5 years. And they're like extended family, and I lost them there, and a lot of them are coming back now because I've corrected some of the technical problems. And this is kind of a review update for them and for longtime readers. This is a good synopsis of global crisis now. So this is kind of a synopsis report with this article, wise and shine, wise up, rise up. This is, kind of the theme all this last year on the 2025 Evolution Revolution series. So those who are listening, those who are, reading this article I just published, you're one of the relatively few people who know my half century history as documented at WikiRudy, and I have a link, in this article. And this article was in the it will be in the footnotes for the podcast. Podcast usually out within a day or two. As I'm giving this live, there is a link that you can go to. If you go to HeartCom Network archive page, the article is there now. Some people can open another window and do that in going to the HeartCom Network page. And the archive page, the most recent article is this Wise and Shine, Great Awakening Time. And I provide different links, which are like, they're like chapters of an ebook. So each of my posts that I send out are like an ebook. And I've done more than 500 of these over the last 17 years, to where the article is like a table of contents, and the hot links, like this one I'm referring to on Wikipedia, Rudy, Wiki Rudy. These hot links are like chapters of the book. So if you're not familiar with the history, you can click on them and go into that chapter for more in-depth reading. So it's like a personalized or customized ebook that you can get the table of contents, the quick and dirty, so to speak, or the short version, the synopsis, and get some overview information and go deep then into articles and videos that I provide. I embed these videos, which I've embedded a really excellent one in this article. And I'll be going in and talking about that really life-changing, earth-changing revelations that are in the works. Things are happening very fast. And week to week, I'm trying to take some of the out of the hundreds and thousands of emails is flooding the internet. The sources that I've got that have curated good information from different sources, I'm finding, some really exceptional stuff each week that I report on. And then cuss, and I publish the articles, and then during my radio show, I take the narratives, the last, I do a narrative of these articles from the last the few couple weeks, in this case, the last 11 days. Recent news that have alternative views, so to speak, from the mainstream media madness, the illusion, because the lamestream media, most of you know, is programmed. ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, all of these mainstream media channels are programmed by the Mockingbird media. Of course, the CIA programming has been programming them for decades, and most listeners to this list know that. But to get the real truth in what's going on, there are different brilliant people out there. Of course, everyone, when they're hot, they're hot. When they're not, they're not. So I try and find sometimes people that are obscure, you don't hear of very often. If they really if they're getting a lot of attention on the internet for something they said or did, and I check it out, and it's really right on, spot on as far as what's really going on that we're not hearing from other sources. This is what I look for. And sometimes they're conventional sources. There's certain people that are really brilliant that I'll be going into in the show that are consistently reporting news that's unreported in general. So in this article, like I say, you know, there's a few people that know my backstory. You can know it now with these links that I provide. My story when I had cosmic consciousness, you know, back about, what was that, 54 years ago? And then within a few years, I was speaking the 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill. This was, you know, I was the keynote speaker back in 1974. And so, I mean, I'm experienced, you might say, with this cosmic consciousness stuff, to where I've been guided and directed. I call it by my mastermind alliance, the Ascended Mastermind Alliance. I'm not saying I'm doing dictations or anything, but I'm definitely, my best stuff is above my pay grade. And if I get myself out of the way, so to speak, then I can be clear on what are the articles and videos of the week that are exceptional for conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So here's to revelations. Anyway, back at that time, it's 1974, in my keynote address on Capitol Hill to these 10 agencies, these futures on Capitol Hill. There was a convention of them, and I gave this presentation. And basically, the keynote, you know, one of the quotes references what I was all about. You know, summing it up is that we can celebrate the bicentennial era. Of course, seniors who are listening may remember the 1976 bicentennial, you know, celebrating the 1776 revolution. And this was in my talk. I explain how we can celebrate the bicentennial era, you know, the 13 years from 76 to the Constitution's ratification in 89. That we can celebrate this bicentennial era with a global upgrade of our core freedoms utilizing the current telecom advances. Now, back at that time, it was satellites were linking and download, you know, linking the cable TV stations that were being wired nationwide. And I went into explaining how mini computers, which was a thing back then, mini computers at the head end of the cable TV systems could process interactive feedback from people watching locally produced. Anyone could go into the public access stations, which were mandated under the new government laws, that three channels of every new cable TV system would have to be allocated for public access, where people could go in and create their own multimedia shows, because portal video had just been created, where people could, you know, videotape stuff and instantly replay it over the cable TV network. So you have freedom, an upgrade of freedom of speech, assembly, and the petition government would be, you know, the using your touchtone telephone with three numbers in sequence. It could be punched in watching a program. Once you accessed the mini computer through the cable system, you could punch in three numbers at any one time during a video, which creates like an XYZ coordinate axis, like a dot and a cube. And the idea being that you create a unified field of consciousness with the understanding of that 3D axis from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain to forebrain, rear brain, the holodeck, and the holographic field, with the dot in the cube being how you respond at any one time, whether you're watching a video and it's above you or below you, or too linear or too nonlinear, too logical, too emotional, or in the, then the depth of field as far as in space and time, as far as the overall meaning, value, and purpose. Now, that's a synopsis of what I've been talking about on the radio show and in my newsletters for years, and the and this is the presentation I gave to those 10 agencies of federal government, how we could upgrade our freedoms of speech assembly, and to petition government with real-time voting, real-time volition, where we could whereby the free will of global netizens, local, you know, and social, any social network, could involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness by interacting with and through the language of consciousness, the language of light. Again, brightness, scale, color spectrum, patterning of brightness and color form and image, and you have the meaningful, meaningless depth of field, so to speak, in time and space. Now, this sounds like maybe like abstract gobbledygook, but, you know, I've been modeling this concept since I presented it with 10 papers that I gave to these 10 agencies of the federal government after my talk. you know, the United States Information Agency, the United States Communications Agency, the American Revolutionary Bicentennial Administration. Well, that was 10 agencies. I had these 10 papers prepared for them, and I handed them off the paper after I gave my talk. None of them would look me in the eye. And right after I gave my presentation, the junior college vice president from New York City comes up to me and said to me, "You know, the problem with this is," and his eyes got real wide. He says, "What you're talking about would make government accountable to the public in a way that would downsize probably government." Anyway, he just went off on how this would you know, create the type of accountability that you're not going to hear from these agencies of the federal government, that, you know, as they expand and grow, you know, they thrive and their salaries, you know, thrive. So, I mean, this is something now that we've seen over 50 years that bureaucracy has become huge. And it's just untenable, you know, as far as with the economics of scarcity. There's just the scarcity of funding to sustain this huge bureaucrat. And there's this downsizing going on. And there's, you know, it's like people are screaming, you know, they're losing their jobs. You know, the government tit, so to speak. They're what are they going to do now? You know, anyway, a lot of, so to speak, crisis around all of this. So, I was talking about this back in 1974. This was November of 74. But anyway, in the article, I just get a little reference to that. And then I go into saying, you know, I mean, I was wearing a business suit at that time. I had a briefcase, you know, and I was, you know, I was an old soul. I mean, I was 23 years old at the time? 24, 25, 25, maybe? I think 25. But anyway, I gave this presentation, and it was... this is back in J. Edgar Hoover days, and there was clicking on my phone back in Ohio for the next couple of weeks. And until I cracked a joke about how when I answered the phone one time, I said, "Ace Janitorial Services, this is the Ace speaking." And for some reason, they stopped. The phone clicking on the phone stopped after that. So they probably realized that was a joke of some kind or another, nothing to be taken seriously. 50 years later, though, I've looked at this, evolved this, nurtured this concept of using technology to represent people more directly and to upgrade our core freedoms of freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, religion, etc. How that is possible now, like never before, because of the instant, everywhere, interactive internet technologies whereby people globally, global netizens are finding out on the internet what's really going on. There's with the internet now, with the artificial intelligence, you're having the ability to translate articles, English into all languages on earth and vice versa. So it's like there's an awakening, a great awakening of conscience collectively with this understanding of how either we all hang together, you know, and cooperate, win-win, unity and diversity, or we're going to hang separately, divide and conquer, you know, the disintegration, dystopia, dysfunction, you know, we can get our act together or, you know, suffer the consequences if we don't. And this has become like a self-evident truth. So anyway, I have in this newsletter, if you're following along, I have a picture of me in a rocking chair, a cosmic egg rocking chair that I sculpted out of polyurethane, two inch sheets of insulation material, you know, polyurethane. I used construction adhesive and laminated it together. Then I sculpted it. Then I fiberglassed it. Then I velvetexed it with nylon fibers dusted into an epoxy base with an electrostatic charge. It creates a seamless velvet. So you've got this robin's egg blue egg, you might say, that from the front looks like an egg. From the side, it looks like a dolphin with its fin flipped up, and I'm sitting there. It looks like I'm naked, but actually got a swimming suit on. So, I mean, here I am with my head shaved, and I got stars and stripes on my head that are green, you know, and the words beside my head says, "Get ahead, the greening of all American revolution, small r, capital evolution." So I was talking about the evolution, revolution, revelations back. And I think this portrait was in Easter, you know, an Easter egg, Easter egghead, you know, 1975, Easter 1975. So I did this largely for myself at that time. You know, I didn't have a, I wasn't ready to go public with that image until the last few years when I really got into self-disclosure to the point where, you know, hey, you know, I've lived a full life trying to get this vision out here. So I'm just going to go full out. And if it creates a little sensation, you know, with it looking this naked guy in a chair. And I wasn't naked. Like I said, I had my swimming suit on, but it's kind of a shocking image. But, you know, it was like making a statement back then that has resonated the last 50 years. And that's what this article is about today. And what this whole year is about, you know, the theme of the year, Vision for Victory, the 2025 Global Evolution with a small r on the front. So we're talking about global revolution, but we're emphasizing the evolution. It's a process. It's not overnight. I mean, the revolution's been going on for, you know, ever since we entered into Aquarius, it's been accelerating. And we are on the cusp of Aquarius. I call it the 2020s Aquarian Spring, you know, like Arab Spring, you know, what happened in the Middle East, what they called it, Arab Spring. Well, I'm talking about Aquarian Spring. There's 10 years, the 2020s, where we're like initiating. We're right in the middle of it, 2025, but we're initiating basically the whole spirit that matters in Aquarius, which is community, cooperation, communications, coming into unity, unity and diversity, cooperation, coordination, a unity state. And 50 years later, from when I get that presentation, this is the issue, folks. I mean, you know, it's like global reality at the turning point. We're going to have a unity state or a divisive dystopia. We're going to have a golden age or we're going to have a digital gulag. I mean, this is it. And I love the picture of the meme graphic, infographic of the Goddess of Liberty holding up the torch with the words that no free country starts a war. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace. So those in government and media who have sustained support of depopulations, depopulation agendas through war and disease, these are the real enemies of freedom and opportunity. You know, the torch of liberty is shining bright for people that have awakened worldwide, realizing that there are forces in government, in media, that have gone to the dark side, call them the deep state or whatever you want. They've gone to the dark side that are profiting for war and disease, for power, for population control, population reduction. You know, They it's like, and this course has to stop. War is the self-destruction of civilization itself. You know, I mean, it's like there's a downward spiral going viral if we don't turn it around. So this is turnaround time. And, you know, it's like in the same way that no free country starts a war, no free country mandates toxic vaccines as being safe and effective, so to speak, yet denies the reality of millions dead and disabled because of them over the last 5 years. It's been reported all over the internet. People worldwide know this. For the mainstream media to continue to deny it, basically, is convincing people worldwide that mainstream media is just abject propaganda. You know, no credibility. So I love the quote of Thomas Jefferson, you know, back in the day, which is just as true today as it was back then. And he said that, quote, the issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. So I'm kind of repeating myself, but no free civilization would allow depopulation by a small elite by way of mass genocide and farmicide. So as you know, folks, that small elite are running the show. I mean, their abuse of power flat out betrays the power of law. And they have incentivized war and disease for profit, power, and population control, as I've said. But because of the Great Awakening, they're busted. They're busted worldwide. You can't, you know, there's the Great Awakening. I mean, is this instant everywhere interactive internet. People are, you know, the truth is coming out like never before. Artificial intelligence is uncovering it as never before. I'm going to be going into that with a video that if you watch nothing else, you know, in this newsletter, you're going to, you know, in this compendium, you're going to watch this video. I mean, this is the turning point. This video I'm going to be getting to here in a little bit. But in the meantime, what we're looking at is a shift storm. Well, I didn't say shit storm. I said shift storm. I mean, global politics right now is it's a shift storm, deep shift, with or without the F in shift. You know, we're talking about deep shift from the deep state to a high state. This is the Aquarian. Some people call it a paradigm shift, but it's a frequency shift. It's the Aquarian quantum frequency shift. I've got a whole article linked on this quantum frequency shift, the 2020s, what's going on in this 20 years at the cusp of Aquarius, you know, call it Aquarian spring or whatever. You know, it's the beginning of a 2000-year cycle. We're right on the cusp of it. Thinning of the veil as never before. This is real stuff, folks. This is a real thing. I mean, and again, light brings up frequency, higher frequencies, bring up all that's unlike itself for transmutation, for transformation. And what this is causing right now, excuse me, it's kind of a mental inanity or insanity or cognitive dissonance, because light brings up stuff to be transmuted. You know, things that we believed were true, we're finding out were a big lie. And this is kind of cataclysmic for a lot of people that believed lies all their life that are being exposed now as lies, like the medical industrial complex, like the military industrial complex. A lot of people, in the name of security, they've gone to these, you know, military medical industrial complex, and we put trust in institutions that now are being exposed as the problem rather than the solution. And there's a lot of fear, a lot of anger, a lot of argumentation, chaos, and confusion going on, folks. And it's like a very contentious environment out there, social environment. I mean, you know, you can't go to an polite company. You don't talk about religion and politics, because it can explode into so much anxiety that people have, and contention and polarization. So there's a great awakening going on, and many people are losing it. They're losing their old paradigm of BS, belief system. You know, belief system is BS. It's, you know, there's good BS and bad belief system. But, you know, but BS is the general rule. When you have paradigm paralysis and you're stuck, and when the big lie is so big and so bold and so often told and most people believe it, then if you don't believe it and if you see through the BS, then you're like the black sheep. You know, while all the other sheep are going over the cliff, you're standing there saying, you know, at the edge of the cliff saying, I don't think so. I mean, the one of the best examples I know of this is political Zionism. And I have a link and a website on this that really exposes it. We're not talking about all Jews. We're talking about those who call themselves Jews but aren't Jews. Political Zionism is a movement, and the history of it and the story about it. There's a whole website that you can go to at heartcom.org. /politicalzionism.htm, but you got to have a capital P and a capital Z. Anyway, I have the link in the footnote on this, and you can go see this article. It's like a chapter. Some of you know what I'm familiar when you see the political Zionism underline. You can put your cursor over that and see the link and see if you've read it before. If you haven't or don't remember it, you can click on it, go right to it. Of course, come right back to the article and pick up where you left off. And that would include this exceptional article called by Karen Kwiatkowski. She's a brilliant writer. Sometimes she's more brilliant than others. This is one of those exceptional articles by her called Coach Bibi Netanyahu leaves a mark. This is October 3rd. Yesterday, she published this. I put this up in this compendium. This is of the week. This is one of the brilliant highlights for people to get a big picture of how the world is seeing the U.S. right now. And what they're seeing, there's a growing awareness that of the U.S. funded and armed the slaughter in Gaza. Funded and armed. The U.S. did. So as the world becomes aware of this, the U.S. is losing all credibility. This is causing contention worldwide. The U.S., or the world, is getting really pissed off at the U.S. for having funded and armed the slaughter in Gaza. So again, we're back to this quote by Daniel Pinchek, which I really love. He says that, quote, if the shadows appear to be getting darker, you know, this dark side evil stuff, it's because the light that casts them is getting brighter, casting darker shadows. The light is surging. Aquarian light is surging. Piscean old paradigm records are purging. So this is a dynamic. I've talked about a lot of shows, and a lot of people are waking up to this dynamic. And those who have done sufficient shadow work, we're talking about, you know, the shadows appear to be getting darker. Well, if you've done sufficient shadow work, you can basically see the shadow for what it is. And this will optimize one's personal great awakening. When you do the shadow work and you get through the dark stuff and you transcend and transmute, you know, the shadow. Shadow made me do it. Whoa. When you transcend and transmute the shadow and forgive yourself, love is forgiving, then you optimize, you know, your personal great awakening, and you'll have the opportunity, the great opportunity with a prescience to assist, you know, the co-creation of a great enlightenment. I love this concept of how, in this quote that I'm going to give now from Dr. Christine Page, and she says, congratulations, you are among a select group of souls who won the lottery to be here on this planet at this time. The prize not only ensures you a front row seat, but also the unique opportunity to co-create the future of the human race. This is the time to remember. Now, she did this quote years ago. This was after she did this book called, this is Dr. Christine Page. She authored a book called 2012 and the Galactic Center, The Return of the Great Mother. This is Aquarius, the Great Mother. It's a feminine energy of cooperation, coordination, communication, for coming into unity, for nurturing unity in diversity. The Return of the Great Mother. This is Aquarius. So this is the spirit of it. You know, we have a unique opportunity to co-create the future of the human race. And I love this quote by Dan Brown from The Lost Symbol when he says, throughout history, every period of enlightenment has been accompanied by darkness, pushing in opposition. Such are the laws of nature and balance. And if we look at the darkness growing in the world today, we have to realize that this means there is equal light growing. So, again, this is from Dan Brown, his book, The Lost Symbol, and I have a link to that for those not familiar with him and books he's written, and he's brilliant, and there's a link, you can go into it and for more information. So I follow up by saying that the lost symbol in the cosmic scheme of things has an ancient metaphysical history as the archetype of archetypes, also known as, quote, the most powerful thought form in the universe and key to ascension of the planet. Now, I got a pretty amazing story regarding the origin of that thought form, and I provide a link to that. Some of you may have read it before, probably most of you haven't, but if you read that link and kind of tune into the world crisis today, I think you can see that this is a parallel reality to the crisis that led to the American Revolution. But now it's a global affair. It's not just the United States of America. We're talking about the United Sovereigns of Earth. And this has been preordained for this time on the cusp of Aquarius. This is the passing of the torch, these 2020s, the passing of the torch from Pisces to Aquarius. We're right in the middle of that big shift from Pisces. We're right at the turning point. This is the turning point. Charlie Cook has archetypally solidified this concept of the turning point. So there's a wonderful quote from an article, Transcending the Dark Forces, by Dr. Kathy Forte, where she says, while it might seem like we are being bombarded by dark forces at this time in human evolution, we are also being bathed in illuminating light from the cosmos, you know, Aquarius, which makes the dark elements more obvious even to the most unaware. What was once hidden has now come raging to the surface, where it can be seen, experienced, and hopefully transformed. The blinders have come off, and each and every one of us is being called to act in some shape, manner, or form. The question is, are we ready? So, are you ready, Freddie, for the evolution revolution? I mean, there's a new global mind, a net reality that's emerging with billions of global netizens, you know, online citizens, netizens now connected with the instant, everywhere, and interactive internet. And the gold standard for the evolutionary ascension process, the gold standard naturally neutralizes the downward spiral of dystopian devolution. It turns it around to an upward spiral, going viral, excuse the viral analogy, but it's an upward spiral that's accelerating. This is the turning point. The first part of the 2020s, the last 5 years, we've seen the whole power trips of the power elite creating a dystopian devolution. Now I'm hopeful. I'm seeing a turnaround. And with global netizens now meeting in social network communities worldwide, there's an unprecedented enlightenment opportunity now for culturing social conscience. I mean, it should be self-evident. And this process of awakening in social media, with free open social media networks, this is making the big lie of war for peace and vaccines for health look stupid, quite honestly. You know, I mean, it's as in stupid as in willful ignorance, if not just plain duh, as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. So dimwits will always see the problem with any opportunity for any solution, but consent with pure intent will see opportunity within any problem, So I'm an optimist, and as an optimist with faith in the inherent good in humanity, I've always believed that someday the family of mankind will harness the power of love for high-touch, personalized, high-tech that liberates our net reality with social conscience, loving kindness, and prosperous peace. And I have this infographic picture of Charlie Cook's smiling face with a subtext that says, Charlie Kirk, woke up the world not because of his politics. He woke up the world because of his faith in God and in people. I love that picture. I love that quote because it's true. He represented the gold standard for ascent of civility. Civilizations throughout history have risen and fallen according to this gold standard, this one inexorable law. To the extent that we align with the golden rule law language at the heart of every golden age, we thrive and rise. But according to famous historian Arnold J. Toynbee, 19 of the 21 great world civilizations lost their spiritual moorings, devolving with dis-ease and degeneration to disconnect from the whole healthy and otherwise holy spirit of love and action. You know, the gold standard, holy spirit of love and action. So when that disconnect happens to an individual or a civilization, the inordinate love of power corrupts the ordained power of love. That's when you have win-lose polarization overriding win-win cooperation, resulting in devolution's disintegration of civility. I mean, it's happened in cycles throughout history. You know, civilizations come into alignment with the spirit of the law of civility and love and action, and they thrive. And then they become materialistic. And when they become materialistic, they lose that connection. They lose the spirit that matters. What matters is matter. You know, materialization, and then they devolve. You know, they become materialistic. They become greedy. They become, you know, for money, power, control, you know, the love of power rather than the power of love. There's a balance there. So the best way to correct that disconnect in the Aquarian cycle is to utilize the advanced communication tools and process that culture cooperative community coordination, unity and diversity, real community with an upgrade of social conscience in our ubiquitous, you know, omnipresent social network communities. These social network communities are a real thing. It's how people are connecting worldwide on any subject. You know, it's like how we come into unity. So with artificial intelligence accelerating our mass awakening to mass evil, you know, as prophets from war and disease, this is crunch time, folks, to culture real intelligence. And so here's a video that I talked about earlier that is the video that everyone should watch. I mean, what is it, 15 minutes long? It's a relatively short video. It's about Enoch AI, Artificial Intelligence for Freedom, a reality-based artificial intelligence systems, reality-based. And what that means, reality-based knowledge system, and how it evolved, what it represents, and how you can use it now, how it's free, you can use it now, you can experiment with. Check this out. This changes everything. This is the healing of the medical industrial complex. This is what I've talked about, for the last 8-9 years with global telecare, self-correcting database standards for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease, you know, holistic healing. We're talking about better information on healing process, tools and processes than any doctor you can go to, you know, on earth, you know, and why that is true. That's saying a lot. And I mean, the implications of this are profound. And this is Mike Adams from Brighteon AI. You know, he's talking about freedom of information. I mean, we have freedom, you know, it's like that's the core of all of our, you know, Bill of Rights, wouldn't you say? Freedom of information to know better and do better. And end the fight against big pharma censorship. You know, big pharma censorship, you know, they're owning and controlling big media. You know, they're the largest contributors to big media. They're paying them off. They have bought off big media. And big media is censoring freedom of information and the truth. But the revelation of how you can have the access and the choice of Enoch at your fingertips, this is revelations. This is major revelations. I would call this the video of the month. If you get the full implications of this and the value of this as a tool for your family, yourself, I got excited about this. I mean, this was just published yesterday, folks. I picked up on this late last night after I published the article. Some people may have seen the article right after I published it about 7 o'clock. And I didn't have this in. It came back after dancing, wonderful country swing dancing last night. And I was in the zone and I was all wired and I decompressed by going in and cleaning up. And I did a search on the internet. This had just been published and I added it last night. And this is what I do usually for 3 days after I publish an article. I get feedback from the different sources. Sometimes people on my Mastermind Alliance, you know, that are on my list that, you know, they help me out. If I spelled something wrong or had some syntax wrong or something wrong or something to add that would that's relevant to the text that they, you know, a cartoon or an infographic or a video, something to bring to my attention, I'll take it into consideration, you know, and I'll usually edit for, you know, at least 3 days after I publish before I put it to bed in the archives, so to speak. So anyway, this is one to remember, man, this video, this and this concept, share this with your friends. This is, you know, the potential of this. If you use Enoch AI for fleshing out the concept of a global TLC reset. TLC, as far as telecom, teleconscience, telecare, telecommunications, telecommerce. You know, basically, we're talking about TLC, exquisite metaphor for tender loving care, or total loving care, with our core social, political, and economic institutions being rebooted with a model, framework, frame of reference, information processing systems for organizing all information in a way that represents the healing of the media, medical, marketing matrix, you know, with through telecommunications, global telecare, telecommerce, what that looks like, how that works. I mean, those who are not just initiates on the list, but communicants and adepts, you can use the information, that video on artificial intelligence that I just referenced, this whole concept of Enoch AI and that free tool to help flesh out this vision of the telecom, telecare, and telecommerce for the medical media marketing model for global TLC reset. And over the last year of Global, the Revolution series, I've published dozens of references to these Aquarian TLC models of self-funding, nonprofit, and free online medicine services at the heart of global TLC reset. So we always hear about all these other resets that got, you know, the economy going to reset, digital, whatever, you know, the dark side scenario. This is a light side scenario. This is a vision of the high state rather than the D state. Global TLC reset, you know, how to keep the faith and God love, telecommunion, you know, the law of at-one-ment, a law of atonement, claim the victory of unity and diversity, you know, for telecommunity, you know, the hardware project, and I have links on that, and how to make it so, you know, interactive, unified field, telecommunications, TLC reset, you know, networking for the net worth of net reality for all netizens. Now, I'm summing this up. I'm kind of doing speed wrapping here, and I know this is a lot of information, but basically what I'm saying is that with a good TLC reset now, you know, unity in diversity, you know, universal unity and diversity matures. Enlightenment happens. I mean, common sense may be uncommon, but you make common sense common with the TLC reset vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Earth's evolutions, and bada bim, bada boom, you know, voila, enlightenment happens. So the vision alone of how this works, you know, all one, vision alone, this can be a catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy for all of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. So, folks, I didn't get to the other two newsletters. They're going to be in the footnotes here in a couple of days to get published. Publish this as a podcast and check the footnotes and more information that you can go into. Hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s, 2020s Aquarian Spring. We're halfway there, folks. This is the turning point. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Bye for now. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.